Amen. I want to thank the pastor for this opportunity to stand before you once again and to share with you the message that God has inspired in my heart that I think is current for today. And certainly as I reflect on a couple of Sundays ago when I was last here, so I missed last Sunday, you know, working through this butt thing, but two Sundays ago I heard such grief in the sanctuary as people pour their hearts out. And I got before God, and when I had the opportunity around preaching, I invited him to help me with something that might be helpful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
You know, I just lost my 90-year-old cousin yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest, I have mixed emotions.
Yeah.
I believe he's in a better place. I believe it. My heart is content with that. But still, I'm going to miss him.
Of course.
I'm going to miss him. I'm going to miss those times of dining together and talking about family memories and just hearing his thoughts and attitudes about things. I'm going to miss it.
Yeah.
But, you know, who hasn't lost something in life, right?
Yeah.
If we be honest with each other, if you haven't lost anything, just keep on living.
Yeah.
That time's coming. In some place in your life, you're going to feel a void or a struggle or a challenge that will come your way.
Yeah.
Have you experienced loss already?
Yeah.
Or some pain or even hatred that's been directed your direction, and you don't even know why people hate you.
Oh.
They got a problem with you.
Yeah.
You ever been terrified?
Yeah.
How about vilified? You the villain, and you don't even know what you did.
Oh.
Kicked when you were down, and you just wonder, when is your rescue going to come?
Yeah.
Been under attack physically, mentally, spiritually, financially, everything that you want to think about. You pick up your direction. Am I the only one ever experienced these things? Or have you seen some of that yourself?
Yeah.
Amen.
Sometimes it just seems like you wonder if God is hearing prayers today.
Yeah.
You wonder how much time has got to expire before you see your rescue come. I think I'm talking to somebody. I think you've been there. And some of you might still be there right now, struggling and dealing with stuff and wondering, when is my turn going to come? I stopped by today to give you some words out of the book of Psalms. Written by and performed by a group of men referred to as the Sons of Korah.
Mm.
These temple musicians back in the Old Testament times of Moses and assisting in the worship experience for the people. Turn with me, if you would, to Psalm 42. We're going to begin reading at verse 1. Psalm 42, verse 1. And after I do the opening verse, you probably want to keep it open there because I'm going to refer to several passages throughout this message. Psalm 42, begin reading at verse 1. Psalm 42, verse 1. You'll find these words recorded in the King James Version translation. At the heart panic, after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My beloved, for a few moments I want to speak on the topic, trouble cannot triumph. Turn to the person sitting next to you and say, trouble can't triumph.
Trouble can't try.
I encourage them, smile, and let them know that it's real. Trouble can't try. It might get me for a moment, but it will not win.
It will win. Yes, sir.
Let us pray. Praise God Almighty, we're delighted once again to come to the house of worship, a place of strength, a refuge, a place of prayer and celebration, worship experience together with people of like mind and spirit, O God. Now, Lord, as we reach the time for preaching, I ask that you would help this saint, your servant, to bring forth the message that you've inspired that it might be a current word, present and accounted for in the hearts of those assembled, that we all may be equipped for these times. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Trouble. You know, it's interesting, this psalm, as it opens up, it starts off with what I think is pretty inspiring. It acknowledges a dependence on God.
Yeah.
In fact, I'll be honest with you, I don't know how people can make it in this world without God.
Oh.
It blows me away how they can depend on people or themselves and think that that's enough to make it.
Not at all.
And in this passage written and performed by the sons of Korah, they talk about it, that this dependency is like a hart or deer that laps at the water like there's a short supply of water. Like they just can't get enough. There's a thirst that can't be quenched.
Mm-hmm.
And likewise, my beloved, the word is speaking about that deep, deep desire this psalm is speaking to, this longing and desire for God.
Yeah.
And then I find it interesting, after all of that, it seems like it just shifts. The demeanor of the passage shifts, and we find that in verses 3 and 5, it begins to speak to my mind the reality of life.
Mm-hmm.
What sounded like a happy beginning seems to turn sour to me. Listen to the words. Verse 3, my tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God?
Oh.
When I remember these things, I poured out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went up with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise for the multitude that kept holiday. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his company.
Yeah.
It seems to me that in these passages we find some tension that's present. There's this love for God,
mm-hmm.
and then there's this feeling, Pastor, of being overlooked.
Yeah.
Like, where is my God?
Yeah.
This delicate tension even exists today, not just in biblical times,
mm-hmm.
right now.
Amen.
Catastrophe comes, losses occur, hurt materializes, and reality sometimes punches us in the gut.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You love God, but it hurts.
Oh.
You ask God why, but you don't get answers.
Oh.
You want to see God move, but you can't quite see his involvement in the situation.
Uh-huh.
I know.
Like the psalm, you may ask, when shall I come and fear before my God? In other words, when will I get counsel with God? When will he hear my plea? When will he respond to my need?
Yeah.
And yet suffering seems to continue. The difficulty continues to flow your direction. It's an extreme distress.
Not all.
The word is indicating a struggle and even to the point that it seems that the people are mocking you.
Oh.
Where is your God?
Yeah.
I think that it's the ultimate of insults. When you're hurting, when you're struggling, when you're going through, when you're dealing, that's always like, well, what? I thought you had it like that with God. I thought you had a relationship with God. And God hasn't showed up yet, but there must have been something that you've done, and you must be deserving of what's happening.
Oh.
And in your heart, you search and you find no answer to that dilemma. You can't seem to get relief.
Come on.
Oh, my beloved. If you've been there, you know exactly what I'm talking about, what that feels like, the depth of that, the loneliness of that, where you feel like nothing is going to change.
Yeah.
And you pour your heart out.
And that's something.
And it's still a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
But then the text tells us that there's a faithfulness that's demonstrated. There's this faithfulness of going to the tabernacle of God, to frequent the house of God, to come with joy, to come with praise, to keep the holy day, the Sabbath.
Yes, sir.
And then while this person is singing a song, it seems like then in that instant, they hold up a mirror before themselves. Mm-hmm. It's like they're going to speak to themselves. They grab their soul by the collar and they shake it and say basically to themselves, so what is up, my soul? Mm. Why are you so troubled?
Come on.
Why are you so troubled? The word tells each of us to hope in God in spite of what may be going on.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I've been there. I've been in moments like that where I cried and nothing seemed to change. I was on my knees. I thought I was being faithful. And then one day, it's like God did a wake-up call with me, like, shake out of it.
Oh.
Yeah. Do not lose your hope.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much to lose that linkage, that connection to God. Do not let anything steal your hope.
Thank you, Lord.
Where is your hope?
Yeah.
It is in this thing we must focus our hardest. No matter how intense things may get, we must remember that trouble cannot triumph.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Cannot triumph. Triumph. That word triumph means to win, to conquer, to defeat, to succeed over. I'm here to tell you that trouble cannot win, it cannot conquer, or even succeed when we're talking about God's children.
Amen.
God's children.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
The word declares that if God is for you, who can be against you.
Amen.
You know, trouble cannot win.
Mm.
So in this passages that we find that we're reading in Psalm, we find that it is saying in the psalm, it's like they know where to go for solace.
Mm-hmm.
They know where to go for peace and deliverance. They know where to go for rescue and comfort. They know where to go. Not to the priests.
Uh-huh.
Not to friends, not to mama, daddy, not to your neighbor, not to some family member.
Yep. Yeah.
Not to a treasure friend, but rather to God.
That's right.
Now, I'm not saying don't seek the comfort in others that you love and that you trust, but only God can help us triumph
over trouble.
Amen.
Others can console us, others can comfort us, others can try to help us have peace, but only God is the true rescue.
Yeah.
He and He alone.
Mm-hmm.
I remember long ago, this question came up, why do bad things happen to good people? Usually there is a question, why this happens, Lord? Why me? Why now?
Amen.
Why this long?
Mm-hmm.
Why, Lord? I want to take just a few moments to talk about some whys. This may not be your why, but it's just something to think about. Bad things happen. One why may be that God is trying to get our attention.
Yeah.
The Bible does say that He chastises those that He loves.
Yeah, He does.
That's that tough love, right?
Yeah.
That divine, heavenly love that sometimes will hit us on the backside and make us wake up to the folly, the stuff that we're doing that's not pleasing to God.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
That's right now.
Certainly, He did that with the children of Israel more than once. We find that they suffered when they withdrew from God and God sent them into captivity.
Amen.
Just to get their attention.
Mm.
Might that be what's going on in our case? Maybe. Maybe not. I'm not sure. Or might trouble come a calling because God is trying to get someone else's attention around you?
Mm.
Somebody said, man, why you got to pick on me, God, to get somebody else an illustration?
Yeah.
You know, maybe Job might have that.
Yeah.
But I thank God Job went through because I found some relief in the passages reading about Job.
Yeah.
Like, I guess I don't have it that bad, at least.
Yeah. Thank God.
Mm. Yeah, Pastor, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, certainly if God can use somebody else or use you to get somebody else's attention. He did that in the case of Pharaoh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When the children of Israel was in captivity, what happened?
Yeah.
God said he raised up Pharaoh to show himself strong.
Mm-hmm.
To show that he is more mightier or more mighty than Pharaoh.
Yeah.
So these enslaved people were released to get their attention through the person that dealt with the trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe that's not it. Maybe that's not the why. Maybe the why is that God is refining and trying to give you something better.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
You know, for this example, I think about a ministry that's just around the corner from us up in Lancaster. You know, have you ever heard of a ministry called Sight and Sound?
Mm-hmm.
You know a little bit about their story, Sight and Sound? This is this incredible theater where they dramatize various stories from the Bible. And they're pretty on point with scripture. They do some ad-libbing, but they got the animals to come and participate.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a powerful, powerful testimony to the power of God through these stories.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in 1997,
come on.
That place burned to the ground.
Yes, it did.
Mm-hmm.
$15 million of damage done.
Yes, it did.
The livestock, the animals they had trained for the productions died in the fire. The equipment lost, the costumes destroyed, the building, all of that completely devastated. But that was interesting. I was watching this interview of the couple that was the founder of this ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And in the interview, they said that it took a lifetime, everything they had, to put that together. And now, all gone.
Oh.
And they asked, well, so what did you do with that? Did you think it was all over? Could you do it again? They said, we have to look at ourselves a long time and ask, do we have it to do again? At our age, with what we have left, could we do it? And they said, they smiled at each other and said, how could we not do it?
Oh.
So this $15 million of damage and the property that lost and all of that, the creatures, the animals that they used, I'm here to tell you, my beloved, when that was taken away, God gave them back something even bigger. Bigger, huge, more huge facility, more seating capacity, more technologically advanced equipment and video and audio systems. Sometimes God will send trouble to take something away to give us something better. Sometimes. I don't know if that's your why or not.
All right, sir.
But whatever that why is, we sometimes never know the why is. Why me?
Yeah.
Why this time?
Yeah.
Why this long?
Yeah.
Why God? Why? A faithful. Come to church. Put money in our plate. I sing as loud as everybody else.
Well,
why me?
My Lord.
We may never know. I think the emphasis about what we just read here is that it's not about the why, it's about the hope.
Yeah, amen.
Because if I knew the why, I might not agree with it. Lord, why do I have to go through that my grandchildren, several, or my great-grandchildren might one day say, I yield, Lord, what must I be do to be saved? Why? But do I have to go through all of that so my family can be redeemed?
Come on, my Lord.
Can we just do a little of that? Half that. How about half, Lord? Try to bargain with God. See what we can work out. Sometimes I think God doesn't tell us the why because we couldn't handle the why. You know what they say? You don't want the truth because you can't handle the truth. Right? Sometimes I think God withholds because he knows that if he told us the why, we might try to negotiate. You know, well, I hear you, God, but you know, we could probably get the same results by going this direction and doing these things. Doesn't take all of that. But whether you know the why or not, let me give you some good things about what the trouble could lead to. If the trouble you're dealing with is wearing your body out, that is ultimately failing, body is just dying on the limb, I have some good news for you. There is a body waiting for you, not made by hand. So you might be able to destroy this temple.
Yes, sir.
But there's one that's waiting for him in heaven. That's because trouble cannot triumph.
Mm-hmm.
You might say, but what if I die poor? My money is in dire straits, and I don't have anything in the bank. It's taking everything I have just to make ends meet, and then all the times are coming up short.
Yeah.
Well, I got some good news for you about that, too.
Because
one day, after you die, you will move into a neighborhood where the building materials is precious.
Yes.
And valuable. The streets are paved with gold and the gates are made of pearls.
Yes.
You can die poor, but you're going to live like royalty when it's all said.
Yes, sir.
Right.
That's because trouble can't triumph. What if you're alone? You feel the depth of loneliness and you have nobody in your life and it's a struggle. Well, I've got some good news for you on that too.
All right.
Because the Bible talks about that on the other side, when we get to heaven, that you'll be added to the heavenly multitude.
Yeah.
And they can't even count how many people showed up.
Amen. Amen.
Because trouble can't triumph.
Mm-hmm.
What if you're heartbroken and you're depressed and you're weeping all the time? And what happens there? Well, the Bible says that he will wipe away our tears and the pain and suffering will be gone.
That's what he said.
Trouble cannot triumph.
Amen. Amen.
If your suffering requires you to carry a heavy load, the flip side of that is it might teach your family members what to do when the bottom falls out.
Yeah.
They see your faithfulness and how you continue to cry out to God and lean on him, and they find some strength in that. And maybe it might catch hold with them too. Would it be worth it?
Yeah.
After all, does the word not declare that all things work together for the good?
Amen.
And love
Amen.
The Lord.
Yes, sir.
That's
because trouble cannot triumph, my beloved.
Amen.
Yes.
Therefore, we find that in Psalm 42, we must remind ourselves that the ultimate victory, even though we're heavy-hearted, even though we feel cast down, even though we are struggling, we must remind ourselves that our Savior liveth.
Yes.
And our victory is promised.
Yes.
God is not a man that he should lie.
Amen.
But what he said he will do, he will perform it.
Yes, he said that.
My Lord.
Amen.
The deal is, if you know this to be true, and I hope you do, if you do, you can wait until trouble dissipates. Until it's gone, and then start praising God. Thank you, Lord, for having delivered me from this burden. Or you can start praising now because you know it's coming. And I think that's the point of the psalmist is saying, my soul, why are you cast down? I remember when I was in another church, the teens sang this song. You might know the song. I'm not going to sing it for you because, you know, that's not one of the gifts God gives. But I'll recite the lyrics for you. It goes something like this. I'm so glad trouble don't last always. May not come when you want it. But he's on time.
Yeah.
In times of trouble, I find him to be a friend of mine. When storm clouds rise in your life, he'll be there.
Yeah.
All your burdens, I know the Lord will bear. I'm so glad trouble don't last always. Your troubles might come in like a roaring sea that engulfs you, like an ocean. It seems like you can't see the shoreline. But I'm here to tell you that I know somebody who knows what to do with water. But he turned water into wine. He walked on the water.
Yeah.
He slept in a sinking boat that was on water.
Mm.
He calmed the water in a river.
raging storm, he denied himself water on the cross. Mm-hmm. This same one was received into the air in a cloud, which is made of water. He knows what to do with water in his
yes, name. Is
Jesus the Christ.
Yes, he does.
Yes, consider yet one other song. The lyrics said, I almost let go.
Uh-huh.
I felt like I just couldn't take life anymore.
Yeah.
My problems had me bound, depression weighed me down.
Yeah.
But God held me close.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't let go. God's mercy kept me.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't let go.
Yeah.
It goes on to say, so I'm here today because God kept me.
Yeah.
I'm alive today only because of his grace.
Yeah.
Oh, he kept me. God kept me.
Yeah.
He kept me. So I wouldn't let go.
Yes, sir.
All I'm saying is sometimes you just got to have an attitude about trouble. I don't know if you can find relief in those songs or you just park yourself in the Word of God and remind yourself that trouble cannot triumph over me.
Amen. 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 Bless God.
I close with this song in 42, verse 11. For those round moments that we experience, this is your reminder. The word says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me?
Yes.
Then here's where the term changes. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the help of my confidence and my God.
Yes.
You get that?
Yes.
No matter what's going on in your life, you can still set your gaze on heaven's shores and say, I don't care how you try to prevent me from getting there.
Mm.
I don't care what I got to deal with on my way, but you cannot stop my journey.
Amen. 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 Bless the God.
For my help is in my God.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
This is God's message for God's people. Would you join me in giving God some praise? For